Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that you'll hear God's word for these few moments that I have with you, and you'll let God's word speak to you. But first, I'd like to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all my listeners. I ask that you touch those that are sick in their body, sick in their hearts and in their spirits, those that have financial troubles, those that have wayward children. Help them, O God. But most of all, those that are not born again, I pray that you deal with them, Lord. Let them know that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Let them know that they must be born again. And I pray, God, right now that you reach down and touch hearts. And, oh, God, I pray right now for our country and ask, God, that you reach down and bring revival to our land. Bless our leaders that they'll be directed in the right path and do the right thing. Help them to do the right thing. Help us to live right in a do-wrong world. And, Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. In Psalms chapter 22, verse 3, it says, "But thou art holy, O thou inhabits the praise of Israel." And God's word is saying here that God is holy. He inhabits the praise of his people. And we know that when we get in the presence of God, when God's people even come around us, we're going to be blessed. That God wants us to be good to one another, and because he's good, and he wants us to honor him. A man went to a place of business, and he was going to stay there and minister, and he was going to come to that place and pass out tracts and give out Bibles. And the owner of the store said, no, he didn't want that. And I'll never forget what that man said to that owner of that store. I'll never forget, I heard what he said when he was rejected and went aloud into the store. This is what he said. This is exactly what he said. "Mister, you turned away the best customer you ever had, and I wasn't going to buy a thing from you." Huh, that was so good. You turned away the best customer you could ever have, and I wasn't going to buy a thing from you. And the customer that he was talking about was not he himself, but he was talking about Jesus. A lot of times we turn away the best thing in our life. We turn away the sweetest rose in our life. We turn away the greatest life that we could ever have when we reject Jesus. I go into hotels and motels now, and they're taking out the Bibles. They don't want to have the Bibles because they don't want to offend anybody. You're turning away your best customer. In front of stores, a lot of them won't let the Salvation Army ring the bell to help the needy and the poor. You're turning away your best customers. In stores now, they don't want to have anything about the manger scenes and don't want to have anything to do with the crucifixion. You're turning away the best customer you could ever have. Somebody wanting to pass out tracts on your place and you won't let them. You're turning away the best customer you ever had. He never turned you away, but yet they're turning him away. But one day soon, when Jesus comes back again, I want you to realize this, he's not coming back in a manger. He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Glory. And you're going to be so sorry that you turn him away. Don't turn him away today. Don't say no to Jesus, because he's the best thing that could ever happen to you. He's the best one that you could ever have in your life. Riches, fame, fortune, so-called popularity and popularity friends, it's going to come and they're going to go. And when you hit rock bottom, they're going to leave you like rats off a sinking ship. But Jesus said, "I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you." He's the best friend that you could ever have, the best customer that you could ever have. Don't turn him away. That man said, "You just turned away the best customer you ever had and was not going to buy a thing from you." But instead, Jesus would bless you. You know what? Today, my heart grieves when I see the condition of our country, and I see how every turn, America's turning away God, don't want anything to do with God. When God blessed this nation and made this nation what it is, it makes my heart sad. It makes my heart sad. And you know what? We got to realize he's the best thing that ever happened to me. There's a song that says, "Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. He's the best thing that ever happened to this country. And he's the best thing that will ever happen to you." Don't turn away the best thing that you could ever have. His name is Jesus, the living Son of God, who is sitting on the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. Don't turn him away. He loves you and he wants to bless you.